Welcome to the Painted Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luffy Garoa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
And we're back. Time to paint it black. I am your host, judge, and referee, Pete. Joining me as usual, we got the fellas. We got Brian.
Much love, everyone.
We got Lou.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on, boys?
Lots of stuff this week, man. Lots of stuff.
Yeah, we're a little late in recording. Mm-hmm. Life happens.
Yes, it does.
Been a hectic week.
It has.
You're very subdued. It's like your NPR voice.
Yeah. Well, I just scarfed down my dinner, so it's like.
You just try not to puke all over. Yeah. I'm doing good.
it would shoot across the table. It's like so compact in there right now.
Yeah. Just aim away from me.
No. Well, it's gonna automatically hit my mic and you. So you're going to be covered in puke in the shape of my mic, like a crescent moon.
Like a weird puke buckshot. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to try to go this way because the garbage this way. I'm definitely going to hit Lou.
I feel like you'll get the brunt of it.
I think the only thing that needs to get thrown up on is that velour suit.
Yeah, can you puke on that mannequin?
Pristine.
Just open up the neck on that thing. Just...
No, man. That thing totally holds the room together.
Good. Even through sober eyes, that thing still looks good to you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
That's a character, man. That's KZ. This is the second best ever alive, bro.
Things fucking giving me the creeps since day one. Yeah. Don't turn it towards me. God damn it.
I mean, you may as well, like, make it just go full creepy and get that old dildo that you had. And
honestly, I don't know what's worse.
Dick out mannequin.
You can tell me what's worse. The fact that there's a mannequin staring you or the dildo went missing. I don't know where it is.
Wow.
Check your roommate's butt.
Yeah.
You know what? If it's there, good for him, man.
It's probably found a permanent home.
Right. Just, you know, at least it found a happy home. You know, you can't be too upset. It wasn't total loss.
It's awful roomy in there.
It's like a tub stopper now.
He's very pressurized now. He's always walking around just absolutely solid.
Like, hey, man, your posture's improved.
Yeah, right?
It's standing straight now.
So what'd you see, a chiropractor, man? Nah, man, it's got to have a dildo in my ass.
Nah, proctologist, dude. Mm-hmm.
Nah, sex toy in my butt.
That'll straighten you up.
Speaking of things up the butt, you know how you got
your
ice pop method? You get the ice pop to cool you down in your ass?
Well, it's winter, man. It's the wrong season.
Now, I'm wondering, if you're really, really warm, Would you buy two and put the other one in your mouth?
You know, you got to cool the core from both ends.
Right. Yeah. Well, that'll really cool.
Not you. Well. It would have to be like a very just a building up.
By
you know?
Four. Not, cool your hands.
Not at first.
It's called a chili bucati.
not at first. Right. First of all, it's called a blizzard.
A blizzard. Yeah.
And was it not at first? Because like I don't know how cool I might be freezing if I put this the popsicle up my asshole. Like I don't want to like die of pneumonia, bro. I got first do the butthole.
But I mean, like,
and then other orifices.
You're open to it though.
Well, depends how hot or cold I am with
so
the
like.
With
let's
my
say
ass.
You get the first one, and you're not quite satisfied yet.
You're well, open. Then yeah, we start adding more popsicles, bro. Okay. Well, first I'd hold them, maybe my hands,
maybe try eating one like a normal person.
No. These are not edible popsicles.
These are for insertion.
These are insertion sickles.
Right. Yeah. The medical grade.
Yeah, medical grade, up the butt / in the gut, fucking popsicles.
Well, it's the dead of winter, so mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about that yet.
No. A couple months from now, though. Let's check back.
Fucking terrible out. Mm-hmm. Then we had that blizzard. How did that go for you guys?
I couldn't get to work. I just, you know the deal, bro. Like a fucking snow
trains
foot.
Don't run, yeah.
I was going to say, you got that big truck.
Truck's not four-wheel drive, so it's not that great.
Really?
Yeah.
That thing is like this big, monstrous truck, and it
just doesn't
it's
have...
It's all show and no...
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what are you driving, bro? You ice whip?
Shut up. I got a Jetta, man.
Four-wheel drive?
I don't know. Probably not. But,
I don't drive places.
But it's a sedan, like, you know. It's just an ordinary car. You've got this, like... beast of a car.
It's a fucking pickup truck, not a beast of a car.
Those things are supposed to, like,
well, I mean, when you're looking
to
up
drive
at it,
drive up any mountain and any terrain and like mow down a tree, you know,
right. Canyonero.
Yeah,
it's just a Dodge Ram 1500. But
Dodge Ram, like, you could just
ram.
Yeah, ram terrain.
I can haul a fucking house,
like, you
but
should,
like
you
I can't
be able to like if you T-bone a car, just split it in half.
Well, Lou, if I T-bone...
It should turn into a Decepticon, damn it.
If I T-bone your car's actually German, so it probably wouldn't get too fucked up. It's probably pretty safe. Yeah. If I T-bone like a Honda or something like that, bro, they'd be dead and I'd be just fine.
Kaflooey.
Yeah. Pete's car that's kind of holding on, like he'd be really hurt.
Now you sneeze in my car, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't have that old piece of shit anymore.
Wait, is it what you have in it now?
Like, we have the Jetta, and now we have like a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Oh, so you drive the Cherokee?
Here and there. Depends. It's whoever pulls in last, like, whatever car is the first one out of the thing. So we don't have to.
I mean, so that's.
You're not about moving cars, right?
Right.
It's a lot.
Oi. Oi.
He was so annoyed he went Jewish.
Yes.
Oi.
Oi, vey.
They really know how to express their frustrations.
Yeah. What do I need? Ulcers?
Right. So, yes, it's proximity, whichever one's the closest to the exit.
You have a narrow driveway?
It is really narrow, so you really got to watch it. You might clip the mirrors and stuff like that. But, you know, I can manage.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Exciting. What else did we miss this week? You guys do Valentine's Day shit? For your ladies?
Oh, yeah. I got flowers sent to her job so that, like, all the other hens can be like, ooh.
It's that whole thing. It's a literal pecking order.
Mm-hmm. I woke her up with a little stuffed animal with a little elephant. I had Valentine's Day, gave a little kiss, went off to work, got her flowers, came home, and she had a kettlebell.
What?
She wanted a kettlebell to work out with, right?
Oh.
I was like, what?
I was wondering, like, is that a sex thing?
Right.
Kettlebell is, she was, you know, she's heavy.
I know. Right?
No, yeah, it's a workout, a piece of workout equipment, and she had won one, and, you know, it wasn't too expensive, but, like, you know, it was something, a little something to give her, as well as a stuffed animal and flowers.
Cool. Another kettlebells. I hate doing kettlebells.
Yeah. And we're going to the Poconos this weekend, so it's, nice. Yeah, going to do a walking all the trails, doing all that fun stuff, man. How was the brewery?
Brooklyn was cool. Mm-hmm. We did a bunch of shit out there. Brewery was great. It's
the best 12 ounce curls?
What's that?
12 ounce curls?
Oh, not right? This time. We saw something... What? Oh, he was.
I was talking about those Brooklyn mustaches.
As you
mustaches.
Were saying that, he was twirling a mustache. Yeah.
Like, you're really sinister.
No, but we saw something else that was like super obnoxious. Let me get your take on this. So, we went to the Brooklyn Museum.
Oh, obnoxious.
I love it. Yeah.
It's like a history museum. They got a lot of shit, but they also have like
a lot
art
of stuff
exhibits
from the movie Save the Right Thing, like Do the Right Thing, whatever.
Yeah. So, they had this one exhibit. It was called Pretty Dirty. It was essentially erotic art, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we walk in there, and there's like a painting of a lady licking cum off a dick.
Yeah.
Like that kind of shit.
I mean,
there's a family in there with two young children, like I'm talking 4 and maybe 6. And they're just standing there looking at the paintings, and the kids are like real antsy. I'm like, do you bring a kid to that shit?
No. Not unless you want him to grow up to be a sex criminal.
That's what I'm thinking. And, all right, so in one room, this is the weirdest room. It's this one wacky artist who's all about, like, weird fluids and shit.
Ugh.
So there's a video.
Jackson Pollock?
It's a dark room with a video.
I think he's talking about his own fluids.
No, it was like...
Because it is Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It was
Skeezer. Some bitch who paints with, you know, fucking period blood
fucking or something. Tampon.
Yeah.
Yeah, far off.
Right.
Disgusting.
But it's this big, like, dark room. With the wall is being projected a video of, like, a close-up of a woman's lips as she slurps.
Oh.
No, like, her mouth. But as she's, like, slurping tapioca off a glass table or some shit.
You sure it's tapioca, Pete, not
it
jizz?
Had, like, the pearls in it and shit.
Yeah.
So, could have been jizz. I don't know. It would have been a lot of jizz. That's
been
an obscene amount of jizz.
There could have been an insane amount of bukkake going on.
Could have been.
But, this sounds better than the Holocaust Museum.
But they're sitting there with the kids watching this shit, and I'm getting uncomfortable watching it just from it being kind of gross.
Why, you got a boner?
No, it was just really like they had this weird ambient like music playing. That was it wasn't music. It was just like a boom, 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 boom.
There's
noise.
A, you know, I don't know. There's something weird when you try to make art erotic. It's just
it doesn't work.
It is uncomfortable. Like, excuse me.
Because there's no way to make like the ooh erotic, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, some of the fetishes people do, they are really strange. Yeah. I recently, not too recently, a month or so, seen that some people like taking characters and then drawing them with an enormous gut.
Oh, you've been on DeviantArt.
Yeah.
What if they look like if they were fat?
Huge.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Insane. And then like these, one of the things was like a list of 10 worst things you could find on DeviantArt.
I watched a YouTube video on that.
And one of them was like these two bitches being like, "No, my belly's fatter." But they've also got these big fat tits on top of the belly.
It's big old titties. Wait, they look pregnant or something?
They look fat.
But the rest of their body has not altered in any way. Still skinny bitch legs.
That's what I'm saying. She looks pregnant.
Skinny, yeah, but she's pregnant with like 30 kids at one time.
That fat?
That fat.
Like Octomom big?
Like her belly is practically at her knees. Ew. Like her tits are up at the top of her chest, and it's just gut.
Spilling out.
Yeah.
Ow, people are fucked up.
Trump should support those guys too. Like, who's drawing this?
And it's never like a sexy girl. It's like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah,
girlfriend.
I was just going to say Sonic. You want to get real skeeved out. Yeah. Go on DeviantArt and just look up Sonic the Hedgehog. And you get every fucking weird fetish thing there is.
For Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, people are fucked up.
People
there.
Come up he with weird shit for him. Like, they even make up creepypasta. You ever hear of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, where like Sonic games are haunting people in their dreams and shit, and like he's killing people with rings. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
It really is. It's so I watched this one thing. It was like this YouTube video of like the worst fan communities on like DeviantArt.
Bronies, man.
No, they got nothing on the Sonic people. Unless you want to see.
Why does he have such a strong community? He was like the third or fourth best platform.
I think it's an offshoot of furries.
Sonic? It could be like the first real big name furry character.
Yeah, I think he was.
Well, he's got an attitude, man. Like,
I think you take the furries and then you boil them down a little weirder,
right?
Then you get the Sonic fans and you boil that down a little
weirder.
Or maybe
at least the first cute furry guy, because nobody wanted to fuck Donkey Kong.
Well, he had attitude.
Maybe get fucked by him.
Yeah, he had sweet shoes, you know. Donkey Kong was just Porky Pigging it with his little tie.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but he's going to come in there like a caveman, though, probably, you know.
Well, classic Donkey Kong was just a full-on rapist.
Why? He just kidnapping the princess.
What do you think he was going to do with that woman?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. He's, you know what? I think he was gay, bro. He took the princess, didn't do anything with her, and he's like, "I bet you Mario's going to come after her."
I mean,
man.
She's hot.
He gets up here, I'm going to get him.
She's hot. She's screaming her head off like bad things are going down.
And that's why he wasn't trying to. I mean, he's a gorilla. We could have went down there and killed Mario, but he's throwing barrels to like just hit him down so he could you run down there and snatch him up.
Just mount him?
Yeah. Donkey Kong's gay, bro. Sure.
I see where you're going with this. I'm not sure I see it.
He's gay, man. Sure.
I don't know.
Well, what is he? This is a kidnapper?
He's a rapist. If he's gay, he's definitely like...
Look, Donkey Kong's like any port in a storm.
You know? He's definitely the bear variety.
So what, like Mario gets the chick, he brings her back, and like he like removes her pants and she's blown out and he's like, "No."
Yeah, it's fucking big old gorilla dong. Yeah.
Like dong, you guys, there's a tie in there.
She's just ruined.
And a banana.
Yeah.
Well, he couldn't be gay. He has a son.
So?
Donkey Kong Jr.
How many gay men have sons? Like,
you're saying Donkey Kong has a beard?
Yeah.
Now we're just getting elaborate.
No, we're not.
It's an elaborate backstory for you.
There's people in the real world, not in the Donkey Kong world, that have done this.
Look, I'm saying he kidnaps a woman. He's got a son. It's all signs point to he's a ladies' man.
If he's a ladies' man, he's not kidnapping women.
Well, he's a ladies' man in the gorilla sense.
Gorillas kidnap women?
This one does.
Well, of Caesar course, didn't. Man. There's a whole history of this. King Kong grabbing a bitch and going
Mighty
up.
Joe Young.
Yeah.
You say Caesar?
Caesar.
He's not a gorilla.
He's a chimp.
Chimp. Different. Ape.
What about that one in Congo, man? It was signing. She wasn't
Amy?
Yeah.
A woman. That was a female gorilla. Amy, yeah. Good gorilla.
Yeah. Those are the ones that learn shit.
What about the grills in the mist?
They're the smart ones.
The men's just beat on their chest and rape bitches.
Well, what about the grills in the mist, man? That, you know, they...
There's probably a director's cut somewhere where that movie takes
a whole
different
direction. Why do you think they're in the mist so you can't see what's going on?
Yes.
Hot, steamy sex.
What do you think makes it so misty?
Right.
Balls slapping on gorilla butt.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why do you think Harambe had to go down like immediately?
why do you think they say
kill that love machine?
Right. Why do you think they say dicks out for Harambe?
I guess so, man.
That's what that meant, bro. Let's whip them peckers out.
That white boy almost got his asshole ruined.
Oh, like the little kid?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That Harambe kid fell, plowed him. That kid fell in there, and Harambe's like, friend?
He would have decimated him.
They brought out like the M16s out of the like out of the glass case, like in case of emergency. Like, oh my god, poor
you had to.
In case of gorilla break glass.
Yeah.
I'm with it, man. It's kind of fucking. Imagine if you went to the zoo that day. You're just like, what?
If you're at that zoo, you're like, kill that thing.
Yeah.
Kill that thing now.
What if you just went to a zoo where like they killed shit in front of you? It'd be like kind of crazy, man. It'd be, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to that zoo.
That's you're basically asking to bring back the gladiatorial games.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. Well, even the animal and animal combat had some
yeah,
the promise.
I'm good at that. I don't need it.
No?
He's talking like primal rage. He wants to see King Kong fight a T-Rex.
He wants it to be like Pokemon, yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't you always be at the zoo then? You'd be like, oh, dude, fucking Harambe versus that lion, bro.
You're like, lion, slash, attack.
I will say, Pokemon would be 100 times cooler if it was just super adult. Like,
it's just animal combat.
Like, yeah, but the animal that loses doesn't leave. He doesn't get to
get his next.
Doesn't
flip,
get to
right?
go back into the ball.
It doesn't pass out.
No.
He's fucking
straight carcasses just being pushed.
Your Bulbasaur has been decapitated.
And the animal that wins, he just gets like little sex slaves and gets like washed like a gladiator, bro.
Right.
That's what's in that Pokeball.
It's a little Pikachu being groomed
like
by
a little
Lady
harem
Pikachu's
thing.
He has war paint on. He's like, rah!
You ever see a robot chicken bit they did with that?
No. Well, I didn't see that particular one. No.
When Pikachu goes into his little ball and it's just a full on party.
Maybe that sounds familiar.
Yeah, and then he like gets into another Pokemon battle and he summons Pikachu. He comes out, his eyes are all like bleary. He's like, ugh.
I think I did see that one. I kind of remember when you mentioned it.
It's fucking hysterical. But I see it. Animal combat
for sure, man.
I'll leave it at Pokemon then.
I had a was it the reason why we didn't podcast on Monday was I went back to see this house again.
Yeah,
and I put in a bid for it, man, and I they accepted my bid, so I'm seeing the inspector tomorrow, and you know, hopefully by a week or two, it should be my house.
Where's it at?
Lake Ronkonkoma, man.
Oh, nice area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Right by literally Lake Ronkonkoma.
By the lake.
Yeah, it's by you know, windows on the lake.
Yeah, I'll tell you the one thing to look out for in that area though.
What?
Summertime.
What?
That lake is Bug City.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just overrun with the poor.
Yeah, shanty towns. Bro.
Yes. My dad used to take me over there all the time.
Yeah?
It was...
Hobos?
Not hobos, but clearly people who didn't have money for like the public pool.
Ooh, bathing in the haunted lake?
How did you not have money for the public pool?
I don't know, we didn't have money for anything.
Did it even cost money?
I think you got to buy like a pass. And you get it for the whole summer or something. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Splash around that filthy thing?
It was filthy, yeah.
The lake's disgusting. There's a ghost in that lake.
I didn't see it.
Either. Well, it's one of those like urban legends. From
here. So, Luan, are you going to be able to make the ride out from Massapequa to Lake Ronkonkoma?
I don't know, man. I might have to, pre-record some responses you guys just planned. Just some really blanket, generic... comments.
We have enough audio of you. We can
that virtual guy's loop. A faggot. Like,
yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah, I'd hit that. Like,
we'll just have virtual loop. Yeah. It's a soundboard.
Yeah. So hopefully, I should be there in like within a month or two, man. And yeah, we'll move the podcast over there.
You gonna move right in?
It's ready to move in. Yeah, you could tell they prepped the house where like all the knickknacks are not there, and it's just like exactly what they need to be there.
Right.
So like. You know, they said that they're pretty much ready to go. So whenever they bought it, you know, whenever someone bought it, they were ready to go. And, they accepted my bid. And, so going there with the inspectors tomorrow. And then hopefully by the end of next week, it's going to be all signed and we'll have a date for it to move in.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Well, best of luck with
thank you, man.
Finishing all that up. That'll be cool.
And fucking, you know, I've been doing this diet and everything, man. And, I finally dropped below the 300-pound mark, man. Fucking
ah, there
congrats.
We go.
There you go.
Yeah, bravo.
Yeah, man. Fucking long time coming, man.
It's a milestone.
Yeah.
What's your goal?
My goal, realistically, my goal is 220.
220?
Yeah, I want to get down there. Because, I'm 6'2", and I'm thick. You know, I'm not like a thin dude, guy. So, 220. My goal by the end of the year is to be 250.
Mm-hmm.
But I've already lost by this year. This is like 27 pounds.
That's
so.
Fucking no small feat, right there.
Yeah, from 2017, the start of 2017 to the third week in February. This is basically.
Get that good head start on it. Yeah.
Tomorrow's my cheat day, so I might drop above that again for a couple of days, but then I should be back below forever.
Yeah.
And this is all thanks to Diamond Dallas Page?
Well, he inspired me, you know. No, it was.
I was gonna say because that's your thing, right?
It was. Well, I still do the yoga just to keep limber and stuff like that. But it's Tim Ferriss, man. Tim Ferriss is called the Slow Carb Diet, and
oh, I thought it was mostly due to exercise, just weight loss.
He sounded shocked.
I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like look, he's been talking about push-ups.
And, I have. I'm actually the push-up challenge, man.
Yeah.
I'm up week 5 out of 6, and I'm able to do 40 plus now push-ups in a row. Nice. So like, yeah, man, getting up there too. Well, I mean, because it gets easier every week. One, you're getting stronger. Two, you're losing weight.
As you get like, your weight dips down, it's gotta be,
yeah,
less and less to push it back up.
Because I initially started with 22. I was able to do 22 right off the bat. Thank you, DDP Yoga.
Yeah.
Because of that, and then so within 3 weeks, I'm able to do 20 plus more push-ups in one shot.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the key to it.
Yeah, just and
do a couple push-ups a day.
Yeah, it's
that's all you got to do.
Was it if you want, man, I'll shoot you over the whole push-up challenge, man. Fuck, you try it. It only takes like literally like 8 to 10 minutes a day, and you can, yeah, doesn't take anything to do it.
May as well.
Yeah. Because I know, was it I don't know if you and Courtney are trying to like get back into better shape or anything like that, but yeah. the slow carb diet, man. It's, you know, usually like whenever I dieted, it was always like I was exercising like a maniac. And I was eating not much, you know, because obviously the calories in versus calories out, right? Mm-hmm. But it's never sustainable because, like, you know, I have a 9-to-5 job just like you, and it's hard. It's hard to do the workout like 5 times a week. You know, if something happens and you miss one, and then like one, you know, it snowballs, and then eventually, you know, you gain back the weight you lost.
Yeah.
But with this diet, like, I'm not hungry, man. Like, you saw what I ate today, right? Like,
yeah, big plate of green stuff.
Yeah, and then a big nice piece of fish, man.
Piece of fish.
Well, yeah,
swear by the fish.
I like fish, man. You know, at first I was like, man, with the fish, but you gotta remember my diet was mostly like bread and cheeses. So like, obviously, fish compared to like that kind of shit is like, come on, man, I don't want to eat that.
It's an adjustment period.
Yeah, but like, you know, like the night before, man, I made a steak with some spinach and some beans and stuff. And the night before that, it was some more fish. And before that, it was chicken, pork, chops. So it's not like I'm sitting here starving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I definitely recommend that diet to anybody, man.
Sure, yeah, it's working.
Mm-hmm. Fucking A. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah. Hit that. Yeah, new theme. Yeah. All right, from this point on, I'm going to begin scoring this thing. Lou has been on a run of victories. So let's see if we can keep that up.
You know, one day you're going to come in here, I'm going to be wasted, and you're like, oh, no,
he's back.
I'm going to have to keep feeding you drinks until you push past that point of fun. And you just start repeating the same jokes over and over.
All right, so as you know, everything funny you say gets a point. Anything not funny gets a donk. Score it up, play some games. I'm going to try the wheel out today.
Ooh, the wheel is back in play.
Brought the wheel. Mm. Put all the games on there. So it's all random what we're going to be doing.
Nice. What'd you fill it up with? Because there was original games on it.
Yeah, I took those off.
All of them?
For the current crop.
Mm-hmm.
So we got our law.
Mm-hmm. The laws.
We got the movie game.
Got the movies.
We got the debate game.
Mm-hmm.
We got the improv game.
Mm-hmm.
The Kama Sutra.
Ooh.
And because I had it prepared, Harry Australian Ring.
Ah.
Which we stole straight up from Big Papa, which you were on this week.
Yeah, we had a great time, man. Me, Jared, and Shane, and Stan, man. I think they're doing their 100th episode this week. 100
coming up. That was 99.
Wow.
Yeah, yo. It was a lot of fun, man, because like, those guys are like my, you know, good friends of ours and everything. And I don't know if you guys listened to it at all.
I listened to it.
Yeah. A lot of busting balls.
I will listen to it, though. Mm-hmm.
I can't get enough of Shane and his inability to get over your chain.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
My favorite thing in the world.
Jared moved on to it, too.
Oh, like, it was delightful. The Hauser beatdown. Mm-hmm. They just double-teamed you with that.
Yeah, those little Aryan motherfuckers.
Yeah, Lou, don't listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, they go after you hard.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about...
You were talking about I would never have a grown man... Babies. Watch my children, and then it turned to completely to you for some reason for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we were like, bro. I mean, like those kids who you were babysitting, man. Their parents were just like, I don't care if they get raped. Like, I know you won't rape kids, but like, they don't know that, you know. Like,
I tell you, man. Sometimes they just. It was like, if you were my kid, you'd be getting the ass whooping of a lifetime right now. They used to be pretty good. Now it's just like, man.
How old are they now?
4 and 7.
4 and 7. All right. That's 4-year-olds aren't terrible. I don't know. Seven.
You know what? The one,
7, they're starting to get a little.
Sorry, talking back.
Right, so yeah. The number personalities.
The 7, he's pushing. He's trying to push boundaries, test the limits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's a lot easier to deal with. Like, I know his tricks. I'm like, cut it out. Like, and he's fine. The other one is the opposite side of the spectrum, where he is just this punk.
There's two boys?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's a dominant one who knows that he can get whatever he wants. And then this one who just folds like a leaf immediately. Immediately. Cries at the drop of a hat. And he's done this really irritating thing lately where he, 90% of the time, he's talking baby talk.
Oh, just gibberish?
Not gibberish, just everything in the baby talk voice. I think you wind up go play that bat, you know, frisbee. I'm like, shut up. like, stop. Talk to me like a human. Or I can't answer.
He's talking to you like an eagle, bro.
Cut. Like, you are going to get your ass kicked in school. Like, I want to take your lunch money right now. Empty your pockets. Like,
right? That's what you got to start doing. That's how you discipline a kid. You just bully him. There yeah. you go.
So he was crying today, and the other one goes to console him. I'm like, don't you dare. You let him cry.
You let this little bitch run you out of tears.
Let him, yeah. I'm like, you console him now. He's going to be doing it forever.
Right.
Don't you dare.
And was this tomorrow? I'm going to go on Old Man Orange podcast. Man, they asked us, they asked me on, and they actually want to get you guys on too. after the fact, sorry, but yeah, we're going to go on then because they liked when they came on here. They wanted to, you know, pay the favor. And
yeah, they're
like
fun
that.
Guys. Yeah.
You know, side note: Courtney said she really liked that episode.
Of what, the Old Man Orange
when they came on the show? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, it was a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Fond memories mm-hmm. there. So yeah, we'll check that out this week. Mm-hmm.
And Clint's going to Metallica.
Yeah. I liked his Facebook post.
Yeah. What's up, Clint?
Oh, man, I got my brother. I'm going to Florida in May, mm-hmm. visiting the girlfriend's family. And my brother texts me. He goes, oh. So he goes, so word has you, you're not going to be around May 7th. And I'm like, no. He goes, fuck, I bought us Metallica tickets. And I was like, God damn it.
Break up. Break up.
I see Metallica like 7 times.
Okay.
So I'm cool with missing this one.
I was gonna say, cause that guy, he doesn't have long in this earth, I don't think.
But now they're getting kinda old, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I saw him more,
you know,
in
like
prime.
I saw him in Newstead. That was the last time I saw him. It was like Tattoo of the Earth or some shit,
like, because like the 80s guys, They're all dying.
Are they?
Aren't they?
Are they? Question mark.
Yes, that's a question.
They're all dying. They're
who's
all
asking the
question?
Name one. I don't know.
You know, they're all done. Just take my word for it.
Because you know, Bowie was from like the 70s.
I know, 60s. But that was last year. This is that far back?
Yeah.
Prince was from the 80s, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say Prince, for instance. And
George Michael, 80s guy.
Yes.
He's dead.
Yeah. All right. I'm pretty sure that guy from Flock of Seagulls is dead. He has to be.
He died in the AIDS crisis.
People don't care.
But
he's one of those people.
It was so under the radar.
We can't even think of his name.
Look, I heard he ran.
The
he ran so far away.
Hair.
He
couldn't
he ran so far.
He
so far
get,
away.
He couldn't get away.
Couldn't get away.
Nah, I bet he's probably alive.
Him?
Who cares? Just he's selling cars somewhere.
It's like he's dead, though. Dead to me. Right.
You know, the motherfucker with the hair.
Yeah, exactly.
What's his name? He's probably dead.
That's bizarre that the most famous thing he did was do like a semi Wolverine esque swoop with his hair.
Disco Wolverine.
I want to contend that the song was more popular than the stupid hairdo.
Was it?
Yeah, man. That's still like a catchy tune. Like you, not that's the greatest song in the world, but like you know it.
I know it, but I didn't attach that song to them until you said it. I was like, oh yeah, they did that song.
So you see, like the
I guess see the hairdo before I hear the song.
Because you, I mean, all right. But the I think that all right, whatever. It's really it's like the same bullshit, you know.
Yeah. I still love Disco Wolverine though. That's my new favorite.
That's his thing.
That new Wolverine movie, man. Logan, what do you think?
It's getting killer reviews.
Now I had read the Old Man Logan a long time ago.
Yeah, it's not going to be Old Man Logan.
I was going to say I thought it was against the Hulk gang.
It was against the Hulk gang. There was an old Captain America in there. They can't do much of it.
The Hulk gang, question mark?
Yeah, it's a weird alternate future where Wolverine accidentally killed all the X-Men.
like it's oopsies. Like,
no, yeah. He was brainwashed.
Slipped and fell on him.
He crashed the blackbird.
He was like drugged into thinking they were sentinels. We chopped them all to pieces.
We're so small. Stop killing us.
Then the apocalypse happens. Like apparently.
The mutant?
Yeah.
No. Like the shitty last X-Men movie? Right. No, like the world is actually like done. And one of the few people who lived was the Hulk. And he survived through essentially, like his bloodline survived through inbreeding.
What was the apocalypse though?
I don't remember.
The like Jesus of Rise, and he was like nay to the mutants.
I don't remember what it was. I remember there was a T-Rex for some reason.
Yeah.
And he was riding around with Hawkeye. Like an old Hawkeye.
Because I picture the apocalypse, yes, dinosaurs will come back. That's
warning sign
number one.
It just
starts all over again.
Read your Bible.
Yeah.
It's all in there. Yeah. Anyway, it's a really good book, but they're not doing the...
Yeah, so I try to avoid trailers as much as I can. And it's like I hate the hype. Hype
no,
will
with you.
Psych me out completely.
Trailers have been ruining movies lately.
Yeah, and so I finally broke down and watched it, and it's like this is not what I remember reading at all.
No, it's more visually inspired.
Right,
like they're in the desert. Professor X says fuck a lot.
Yeah,
he's dropping F bombs.
Wolverine cuts a guy's face off. I thought that was cool. Like that's what I heard. It's super violent. Well, which hopefully. I'm kind of down for.
Because the Deadpool movie is really violent. That did really well.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're like, everything's rated R now.
Thank you. Yeah. Fine.
Seriously, you guys got knives coming out of his hands. I want to see some blood.
I couldn't take one more PG Fantastic Four movie ever again.
Oh,
like,
God.
They suck.
Those are terrible movies. Nah. They've never made a good Fantastic Four movie.
Nah. Like the first, you know what? I think the first one I had that like X-Men type thing with the first X-Men where I was like, it sucked, but I was like, oh, you know, it's the first time they were on the screen, so it's kind of cool.
Just to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, that you go back to it, and it's like, this movie sucked, man. Yeah. Michael Chiklis?
Dr. Doom is the guy from Nip Tuck?
Right.
Shit.
Oh, no.
And if you go back and just look at Wolverine, I forget the guy's name.
Hugh Jackman?
Like, then and now, he looks like a puny little shit.
Oh, he's a shrimp in that fucking person.
And now
he got with The Rock.
Like, no, he was in... As far as movies go, in that first movie, he was like 90s fit. Like now everything's amped up to 11, so everyone's got to be veiny and weird.
What about the 80s, bro? What about 80s fit? Bro?
Well, that was big. That was just bulk.
You ever see Predator, bro?
That's 80s bulk,
fit
dude.
Is like bulk with like arm tassels.
Yeah. Tassels everywhere. Like a girl
warrior.
Yeah. The ultimate super warrior. Dark tan, like burnt hot dogs.
I had that video game, right? And like I used to watch wrestling, and like so like all the new guys are cool to me, and like they have great all these flippy moves and stuff, but there's still not a funner thing in this world to pick the Ultimate Warrior and not try to pin anybody.
Right, this loser.
Not try to climb ladders, not try to put people through damage. You're just like, the Warrior. You're just beating people up, and his move is like the fucking splash.
Did you see the photo that was making its way around this week of the McMahons at the White House?
Oh, yeah, I fucking posted that.
Did you post that?
Yeah.
I saw it in a couple places. That made me laugh pretty good.
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin stunned 46% of the people in this photo.
Yeah, everyone who wasn't a kid. And it goes, including the president.
With all the whole McMahon family.
I was like, at that point, let's just elect Stone Cold.
Oh, I thought you were going to say at that point, you stunned the kids.
Yeah, at that point, yeah.
Just get the whole room.
Cross them off your list. Right. I want to watch a show called Stone Cold Stuns Everybody.
Dude, it's kind of
watch that if he just traveled around America just stunning people.
Just delivering stunners.
Yeah.
Do you think Stone Cold thinks he's like the fucking absolute coolest person in the world? He's like, I stunned the president. Like,
how many people can claim that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Ever in the history.
In the history of mankind, mm-hmm. Nobody performed a wrestling move on a sitting president.
Yeah, and he has basically claimed an everyday sound. Like you can't hear a glass break and not think Stone Cold.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
Just if you hear somebody's window break,
yeah.
You expect his theme music to kick.
You're at a restaurant, somebody drops a glass, you're like, oh shit, still.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And he was wearing jorts for his cool Cena. Like
that's true.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have the baggy ones.
That weird Nick Lee brace of his.
Yeah. He had like I drive ATVs shorts.
Yeah, right? He got mobility out of those mm-hmm. shorts.
Yeah.
Like always sunny. It's like a fart.
Did you see the new one?
This week's?
Yes.
I did not see this week's yet.
This week's one was maybe one of the best ones
it's
ever.
Hard to top last week's.
Which I forget which one that was.
The where
Matt
the,
came out. With Mac, the, yeah.
They I could not believe what I was hearing on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They said nigger. They said faggot. They said cunt.
Oh my God! When Frank's like, I called you faggot. Everyone knew who I was talking about. The kid turned around.
The kid with the balloon knew.
Yeah.
No, but when he's on the street, first 5 seconds of the episode, and he goes, "Watch out, faggot!" I was like, holy shit. They're not even pretending anymore.
Sweet D does some Cartman, like, just revenge thing in this where...
Well, I'm watching when I get home. So.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know where Scott Tenorman?
Yeah.
Right? She doesn't kill anybody, but, like, it's evil what she does. Right. It's, like, insane. And then Frank and Mac are doing the VR stuff, and they're playing some, like, war game, and Frank just keeps killing the kids. And Max is like, what are you doing, Frank? Oh, my God.
That show just gets better and better.
Honestly, this is one of my favorite seasons.
I swear to God, every season's... Like, you say that, but every time I go back and watch all the ones, I'm like, this show is brilliant.
I think it gets better because the characters become more amped up. Like, the first five seasons, Charlie was less of a derelict, and Dennis was less of a psychopath, and Mac was less gay, and Dee was less of a fucking bitch, you know, and Frank was less, you know, grimy.
Everything awful.
Yeah.
Frank.
I love that, at this point, he uses a bunch of just, like, racial slurs.
Yeah. That last episode, the last one I saw, it opens with him just with mirrors on his shoes talking to women in skirts.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was so funny.
Like, they didn't have to do that. They just wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Fucking bizarre.
Great show, though, man. Like, that's one of the only shows, like, that just, with, like, South Park, just keeps getting better every season.
And I was going to say, got to be the best show on TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, consistency? Like,
consistency.
Best live action show on television, because I still like Rick and Morty better. I think Rick and Morty makes me laugh harder.
Well, Rick and Morty has two seasons. Compared to the 11.
This is true, but I think so far, like, first two seasons of Rick and Morty is stronger than the first two seasons of, I would say first three seasons of even It's Always Sunny. But then again, you know, was 11 deep, and every episode's great. It's not a bad episode.
I was listening to Dan Harmon's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He's, of course, produces that show.
He's a guy from Community, right?
Yeah. But he had the best thing. He's like, everyone keeps asking me, where's Rick and Morty season 3? They're fucking drawing it. It's like, I don't know if you know how cartoons work. I come up with ideas. They draw it. Takes a while to draw it. They're drawing it.
Yeah, man. I just got my friend Brad for his birthday. I got him a shirt that is how they make a Plumbus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like looking at all
first,
the little...
First, you roll it in the squee juice.
Yeah. And then you add Fleam. Like,
yeah.
And, dude, my roommate's like, what the fuck is, he didn't watch the show. He's like, what is this?
You see a Plumbus and it's upsetting.
Yeah.
Can you say it with like a bit of curiosity? Like, what's this?
Yeah. It's like, let me see that asshole.
Yeah.
I can.
Well, that fit on my butt.
No, what do you say to that dog? He's like, let me see that dick, you little bitch. Oh.
All right. That's some backstory worth noting.
Hey, go back about 3 years in the show.
Yeah. When he picked up his dog.
No, it wasn't his dog. It was Justin's dog.
He picked up a dog.
Yeah.
Stared it in the groin and went, let me see your dick, you little bitch.
The dog felt violated.
Apropos of nothing, if I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, we were sitting there, like, prepping to go to the podcast. Like, we were getting drunk. And then he's just like, let me see that dick, you little bitch. And we were all like, what
the fuck?
Gotta make fun of you for that. Yeah,
forever.
A little too comfortable saying that.
Yeah.
It's like you said it before.
Right.
To that dog.
And we'll say it again.
In private.
Like, the second we walk out of the room and stop making fun, you're going to say it again softly.
What's worse about it is it insinuates he's pleasuring the dog and not vice versa. There's no peanut butter situation.
Whatever. So what? If he's pleasuring the dog or the dog's pleasuring him, he's touching that dog inappropriately.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, what's worse, really?
That's upsetting to think about. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Mm-hmm. Brian is catching John Wick 2 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I was going to say, that's 40 minutes away.
So we got to get moving.
40 minutes away?
Do you want to just jump to the games?
Why? Let's do the news.
Yeah, I got a couple. I didn't go nuts with the news, so we got a couple news.
Okay. Trying to cut the show short.
I'm just saying, games usually run 30.
Yeah, we can just 30 play less. Oh, yeah. Grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh, yeah. Lou, the fans, they want the games and the news.
I don't know.
So you got to give them the total package, mm-hmm. man. And I want to hear how that movie is.
It's going to be a headshot good fun, bro.
I fucking love that first one.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. It was just like, John Wick. And then I'm like, oh, I put it in. I'm like, whoa, this movie's awesome.
Best, you know, action flick since Taken, I think.
It's better than Taken because...
Well, that's why I was saying best one since then.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No, I just hopefully it doesn't suffer from the Taken sequel.
I know. Where that guy just gets mushed.
Oh God, that third movie, you ever see the third one?
Nah, the second one was like, it's the same movie.
There are four instances in that movie where he's in a car or in something that explodes And then he shows up like outside of it, and they flash back, and they never show how he gets out of it. You just know anytime something explodes with him in it, he's just not in it for whatever reason.
What if he's like T-1000? That's his deal.
I was gonna say like Agent Bauer,
because I'm pretty sure he was in a truck that went off a cliff and not, exploded.
Not Kiefer Sutherland, but the cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Agent Jack Bauer. Yeah.
From
you really are the man.
It's like they're just those cops get free hot dogs.
Yeah. The junkyard cat.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do
now. That's a plan Luke can get behind. Free hot dogs.
Oh yes.
All right. In the interest of time, I'm going to cut to the chase with these stories. So let's start with the story of Brittany Lachelle Jones, a 26-year-old woman who was booked in court, managed to find a cheap way of getting out of. Out of her bail.
Sucking dick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Then fucked up by posting the video of it to Facebook.
It's like, catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, no.
Wrote a message on her Twitter account, said, found a way to get my charges dropped. Shh, don't tell.
Was she trying to like do this like memento style that she like would remember or something?
I guess so. Yeah, she blew her way out of jail.
Like, not she like sucked cock out of her way out of jail, not blew her up her way she out of jail. Just so in case the listeners were, you know, not paying attention.
No, she didn't blow up a jail, mm-hmm. Right. She didn't like huff and puff and blow the jail down. Mm-hmm. She sucked dick together.
She huffed and then, you know, the dick.
Yeah, I have a feeling that these charges are going to get dropped too,
all the way up to the judicial level.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, she could still
take
suck
it up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. the cop who goes there is going to be like, going to get my dick sucked, boys.
Right.
Yeah. Miss Jones, I'd like to see you in my private chambers.
Right.
Yeah. Zip flop. You set a precedent, lady.
Yeah. Bow chicka wow wow. Out of jail.
And the entire 13th precinct's got fucking herpes on the cock.
Does she look good? I mean,
let's see if pictures? I can find the picture. There was a picture, but it's small. Let me see if I can blow this up.
Just like she.
Because I want to see if, like,
it's worth it.
It was worth, yeah.
All right, here's her mugshot.
Or she deserved to get caught again. No.
Not doing it for you?
Bad eyesight here. I don't know. If I was a cop, I'm not going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see the body, though. Maybe the body was banging.
I don't know if we got a body shot.
She looks like she might be a man.
Look, she's not the greatest looking chick there, but, you know, she could have just an absolute bodacious body. So you're like, all right, I'm going to grab a titty, maybe like put a finger in an asshole. And,
right.
Yeah, I can't really. Of course, they have like a little arrow thing over like her mugshot there.
Oh, for a second, I thought it was
not like not the guy she's standing
before
next
before and
to.
After the operation.
Like, dude, this cop got blown by a dude, bro.
Yeah,
she was in transition.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Valentine's Day story out of Canada. Man was sent to the hospital after he attempted to make.
He was the owner of a broken heart.
I titled this story "Bullet for My Valentine." Because he tried to make his own little gift for his woman, a necklace with a bullet on the end of it. Didn't realize the bullet was alive, round.
But how did it even go off?
He was trying to pry it open with a pair of vice grips. Apparently triggered it.
For what?
To pull it, put it on the necklace.
Oh, all right.
I think he was going to, like, hollow it.
He took a bullet to put on a necklace. All right.
Yes. And while he was, like, prying at it with the vice grips, thing went off, shot him in the leg.
Did he die?
I hit him in the leg.
Well, you get hit your fucking aortic artery and you can die.
Right.
I'm trying to see. Surgery performed.
No.
Removed bullet.
If he got the surgery, he wasn't. Yeah.
It was all lawfully on, blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
Did he try again? Did he try to make another? Like, did she get the present eventually?
Oh, he's dead now.
Did he really?
Yeah, he tried to make a bracelet out of some buckshot.
Yeah, with a fucking mortar.
Yeah, right. Making a globe out of a cannonball.
Kablooey.
Tried to make some cake out of some yellow cake.
Just died of radiation poisoning.
Yes. Grew another eye.
He looked like that dude in RoboCop that gets hit with the toxic waste.
Right.
You know, I had a...
That always haunted me.
I had a bizarrely, like, grim thought the other day, speaking of radiation and dying. Like, what if Simpsons ended because, like, you know, every opening, Homer gets that plutonium in his back pocket?
It's an inanimate carbon rod.
Just straight colon cancer.
Like, I don't like perishes. That.
He wastes away.
Homer should have died many a times. Like, he's taking the first season when he fucking tried to jump the canyon.
The gorge.
I mean, he fell down. He would have been so dead. Like,
yeah. I think he's an immortal.
Or one of my favorite ones is the I posted to you guys the where he's like
fiddle dee dee that will require a tetanus shot.
Oh, that's for surely broken bone.
That's the swear jar.
Yeah, the swear jar.
That's one of my favorite readings.
Yeah. Fiddle dee dee. But I will break this doghouse down.
Fucking love old Simpsons episodes.
Yeah, the first like 13 or 14 seasons are gold.
Yeah. It's a good run when you think about it. I know people get down on it now. I don't think
it's still okay.
It's as bad as people make it out to be.
It's just not as amazing. It was amazing for like a huge run. A
fucking decade.
Now it's like, it's okay. It's good.
Yeah, it's just comfort food.
But you gotta remember, it's 30 years, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
These people who like made it, they probably started in their late 20s, early to mid 30s.
Oh, they're starting to drop off, you know?
Yeah, they're starting to get in their 60s now.
There's a reason Mr. Krabappel's not around anymore.
Oh, the character died?
I think they just...
Oh, the actress, I say? The
actress played. Died, yeah.
Wow.
So they just kind of brushed to the side. Yeah. Like when Phil Hartman died.
Right.
When was the last time you saw Lionel Hutz?
Oh, that was like 97.
Troy McClure?
Well, the same guy.
None of them. Lyle Lanley?
Who was that one again?
Monorail guy?
Oh, it was the one. That was the one episode.
We can keep going.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, next story. Lubbock, Texas. Do not buy contact lenses at a flea market.
In Lubbock, Texas.
Is that a thing?
Django. That's where the dentist says he's from.
Oh.
Right?
Do it again.
In Lubbock, Texas. Right?
Now I hear it.
Yeah.
Little Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, yeah. That guy's great.
Anyway.
He's great in that movie. Yeah. He's a great actor.
So yeah, this woman, her name was Liza Garcia. She bought contact lenses. Not cosmetic contacts.
Like she had lizard eyes.
Goofy eyes.
Yeah, she wanted like...
Goofy? Like once it's like... like Debo eyes?
She wanted purple eyes or some such shit. So she bought them at a flea market.
I got these cat eyes, bro. I'm gonna have eyes like a cat.
Right. She's transitioning to a cat.
That was so funny. She's like, she's a fucking like an asshole dancing on the roof. And she fell off.
Anyway, long story short, she's blind now.
Oh my God. What, did she get infected or something?
Yeah, led to a bacterial infection on her eyes. She essentially no longer has eyes.
Oh, Tad, take them out?
I'm not going to, you know, go into the gory details here, but essentially just caused her eyes to rot out of her face.
Yuck. Wow.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Doctor's just like, going to have to take those eyes out, lady. Sorry.
I mean, yeah. I hear about stories like this in other countries where they don't have the same, you know, medical help we do. But in Texas.
What was her name?
Liza Garcia.
I don't know.
Trump brand contacts. You know?
Right.
He's Trump. Doing what he's hitting those illegals.
I was going to say she was an illegal person. Like, probably. She didn't go to the doctor.
That's what I'm saying. He's using whatever he can.
Just take the eyes right out of him?
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. Next story. Out of Mumbai.
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 Aladdin and his carpet.
Yeah. I don't like dancing. I don't think that's
the band?
There's a band called Dancing?
Danzig. Thought you saw.
Oh, Mother.
Danzig. Yeah. Right,
that song's okay. Not my favorite Misfits years. I'm a Michael Graves guy, but dancing. I'm not a big dancer.
Naturally.
So,
oh, yeah.
I sympathize.
I thought you were singing in the rain, bro.
Yeah. So I sympathize with the poor guy.
You
in this
barely song. Do a jog, bro. What are you
doing? No rhythm. Stereotypical white guy. But this poor guy, him and his friend, he's a 21-year-old guy. Let's see if I can pronounce names here. Ankush Jadhav.
Kush, all right.
And Jadhav and his buddy.
Did this guy save someone from a bomb too?
His brother, Katan Shirvadkar. They planned a party for their friend's birthday.
What was his name?
Fucking? I don't know.
He has a bitchin' name.
His friend Maharaj. I don't know.
Maharikrishna?
I don't know if that's a name or a play. Anyway, we're breezing through this. Mm-hmm. So they're at this party. Everyone's dancing except for our friend Jadhav. And his buddy gets a little sore at him. Says, "Fucking dance, it's a party." And he goes, "No, I don't want him." So we killed him.
Yeah. Well, they do the light bulb dances anyway. Like
the light bulb dance? Weird dances. Like, he's talking about
the light bulb. Screwing it in. Yeah. Oh, you're talking finger symbols. That's a whole.
Yeah, they do with fingers. They're screwing light bulbs.
Yeah,
screwing light bulbs. Screwing light bulbs?
They basically look like when Scooby doing the gang dance, you know?
Yeah, and they love doing like
the peanuts.
You know? They just go silly.
If their movies are any indication, very choreographed people. With that shoulder roll movement. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. They definitely know how to dance in unison.
Yeah, like ever see Slumdog Millionaire?
No.
Fucking no. Very serious movie.
Never gonna.
Bollywood no. dance number during the credits.
Really?
It's fucking bonkers.
Jackass had a Bollywood dance number in number two.
Did they? Was that a Bollywood song?
Yeah, it was. Well, yeah. They had a Bollywood dance number at the end of that.
I don't remember that. I'm gonna have to go back and watch that. Anyway, so yeah. So the guy didn't want to dance. So his friend bashes head in with a wood plank.
Where do you get a wood plank from?
It's fucking India. It's like.
That's what I'm saying.
It's in the street. With the rest of the trash.
You know, if you said he bashed
street
his head
rat.
In with a mud brick, like
with a mud brick,
then yes,
with some adobe,
that place is silly with
them. Or with American goods that haven't gotten to America yet. Right. Right. Actually, know that India makes like a lot of sewer covers. That's like their deal.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. They don't have their own sewers.
They don't have sewers.
Like what is this?
No,
this
they just
crazy
go
thing.
Wherever they are.
It's filthy over there. It's pretty rad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen pictures. Mm-hmm.
And there's like a billion of motherfuckers too. Eating curry, just shitting in the street.
Yeah. Riding on top of buses.
Right.
Yeah, man. Holy shit. Yeah.
Marrying goats.
Mm-hmm. And they got Taj Mahal.
It sounded racist, but we've done those stories.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fucking corpses.
Fucking corpses.
Totally legal. Totally legal.
Magic lamps.
Yeah.
Violating talking tiger caves. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So was
Richard
this like
Barker?
I was talking about the Cave of Wonders from Aladdin.
That's what I... Yeah, I picked up on that. Don't worry.
Who disturbs my slumber?
So street rat.
He was a diamond in the rough, Dan.
He was a street rat.
So were they, like, filming the Bollywood version of Footloose or something?
No dancing.
Right. It was their version, though. There was no dancing.
Right. Right. It's a bad ending.
The authority won.
All right, let's do another Valentine's Day story here. This is involved spaghetti and an hours long police standoff. This guy,
it's a lady, the tramp or something.
No, worse. So fella comes home on Valentine's Day. His lady made him some dinner. This is a New Hampshire family. Jason Martin is the fella. Her name is Jody Eklund. She made him some spaghetti. They sat down to eat. She asked, "How's the spaghetti?" He said, "It's okay." Hours later, police finally removed her from the barricaded building. He was, she apparently dove on top of him, punched him in the head a bunch, threw all his stuff out into the parking lot, and barricaded herself in their apartment. And it took.
Where was this?
This is in. Didn't I just see it?
The place was so forgettable.
Canada?
It really was. Was this Canada? Canada?
I don't know if they.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Canada. Canada light.
Mm-hmm. So that's the hippies, man. Like,
New Hampshire's not hippie.
They're not?
Vermont's hippies. Hippie.
So what's New Hampshire?
Very conservative.
Oh, they got the license plate to like live for you or die.
Yeah.
That's a badass license plate.
Yeah, they're like, it's like Vermont, New Hampshire are like the yin and yang of states.
New York license plates from when I was started driving to now went from like Statue of Liberty, cool, to like the skyline. All right, and then it's just like the lighthouse, okay, and then yellow. It's like
now it's just piss yellow.
What the fuck?
Ugly.
We used to have the coolest license plates.
Yeah, for sure. We were definitely up there.
Fuck the Statue of Liberty and lighthouse, like end to end. I guess upstate felt neglected or something.
Something better than you with yourself than just being
come on Buffalo.
We should change ours to Statue of Liberty, give them the finger. It's like we're better than you,
New York.
Yeah. We've got electricity. What do you have?
New York. What, you think you're better than me?
Yeah.
Well, was it what if it's our license plates were just like the mob burying Jimmy Hoffa? That'd be the sweet one too.
It's on the 40-yard line. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so took a couple hours of police to actually get in there and take care of her. She was all banged up with self-inflicted injuries. Faced a laundry list of charges, including criminal mischief, domestic violence, assault, criminal threatening, and reckless conduct. And during her arraignment, she said, "I have bipolar disorder. I'm not a monster." I think she's a monster.
I definitely think she's a monster.
I mean, she could have just Googled, like, pasta recipe.
Yeah, she could have ordered out.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've done the thing where instead of cooking, I just order the pasta and then I put it
you
on a plate.
You don't say.
And I disguise it.
How could you? Yeah, but here's my thing, Lou.
Yeah.
Pasta you just boil, bro. Like, you can't make that.
It's water.
Yeah.
Why are you too lazy?
It's making the, like, vodka sauce and all that jazz.
Ragu it, bitch. Like.
Well, at that point, like, you call yourself an Italian?
I don't ragu it.
You're Puerto Rican and you're married to an Irish woman.
Yeah. Well, go to your local pizzeria and get a thing of sauce for, like, $2.
If I'm going to the pizzeria, I'm just having to make it.
But it's, all right, whatever.
One step less. Come on.
One step.
Turning on the oven. Yeah. Putting water on oven. Putting noodles in water.
Waiting. Listen. Minutes. You guys can do all the extra steps.
I cook twice a day, bro. I like it. It's nice.
Well, you know. Whatever.
Fucking seconds. It's like you boil. You just wait.
All right. I'm hearing a lot of jealousy.
Jealousy?
Jealousy.
I'm not jealous at all. I feel a little bad, man. We got to get you motivated, man. I got you doing
no,
it.
I know. No, your life makes me sad sometimes. Cooking's not my thing. You know, you guys love that shit, but I'm just not into it.
Anything?
Not really.
Dude, cooking's great.
I meant not cooking. I meant like anything in the wide spectrum of anything.
Sitting?
What? No, I
don't
like.
You're not into anything?
I'm not into cooking, I'm saying. Oh. Like, you guys love that shit, you know?
Yeah.
But not for me. Leave it to you guys.
Yeah, man. I like cooking.
Me too.
All right.
Let's do one final news story.
All right.
This story is in Spain. Okay. A man bought Nesquik. Opened Nesquik. It wasn't Nesquik.
Cyanide.
Cocaine.
It was 11,000 pounds, euros, whatever they use.
I was saying, how did they fit it in that little jar?
Yeah. what was it? Fucking like dark matter? What the fuck?
Was it the TARDIS?
Was there a fucking... a black hole in there?
I was going to say it's a fucking wormhole.
Oof.
I didn't finish. So. Mm-hmm. 11,000 currencies of Colombian marching powder.
Oh, so it was a bunch of coke?
Filled with cocaine.
I said it right off the bat, Pete.
So that cup of...
You're on point today with the news stories.
That cup of cocoa was going to be just like, ant. It was like, yo, man, this cocoa is great.
Did he try some, though? Like, yeah. Did he now, put it in the milk?
Booga sugar.
Fucking...
Yeah.
Coke milk.
Right.
It's good shit.
Better than coffee.
No, he did the right thing, I guess, and called the authorities. Yeah,
the
yeah,
right
yeah.
thing.
Once he stopped hearing the hearts of the rats in the walls, he was like, "All right, I'll call the cops, man. I gotta get this."
I mean, those guys—they're just gonna rub it all over their gums, right? It's gonna sit in lockup
with like D and Charlie. Or
they're just gonna give themselves a little toot,
a little
every
toot.
Morning, keep them going until it's gone. Toot. Yeah.
Anyway, in this neighborhood in Spain, Nesquik has been flying off the shelves for some reason. Can't imagine why.
They call it bunny gold over there. Pure bunny gold.
Colombian milk, if you know what I'm saying. All right, that's it for news. We breezed through that nice and quick. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a little break, and we'll play a couple games. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first, we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes, or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics, or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now a word from some of our friends.
We should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
But that's a part of life.
Hey, hey, it's the Dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. Looking for some eargasmic pleasure in your life? Join me, and sometimes I let Swamp Babe out of his cage to co-host, for your weekly dose of love, relationships, and sex. Rub in some of that sex-positive, naughty, fun, edutainment, with topics presented in an informed yet relaxed way. This show is not safe for work unless you have those earphones in. You can find all the episodes on pureorgasmiclove.com and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Hugs.
The Quadcast with Swanee and the Quadfather.
Why don't you give us elevator pitch about your show?
The Quadcast podcast is a comedy storytelling podcast, and the content is from our lives. So what happened? So then what happened at the Trump rally? Was it all Hicks with just one elect a really rich guy or what?
There's like so many black people.
Huh.
It's a good vignette, though. It's a good opening.
Yeah, we should definitely listen to that show.
The Quadcast. Subscribe and never miss a moment.
Shout out!
You beat me to it. That was impressive.
Hey, John Wick, man.
Shit. Headshot. Damn. All right. Let's do some shout outs. Mm-hmm. First, to begin with, I guess Big Papa, you were just on there.
Yeah, listen to episode 99 with me, Shane, Jared, and Stan. Good show.
I just remembered one of my favorite moments from that episode was you were like, yeah, and I was telling like the guys on my show, I was like, you're not American. You didn't watch the Super Bowl. And they're like, I didn't watch it either. Yeah. No, none of us watched it. And you were just like, oh.
Yeah, a bunch of nerds, bro.
Very dejected.
Yeah, I guess Ultimate Fighting, those guys don't watch sports.
Well, it's football's boring.
Sports, though.
Nobody's punching each other.
Yeah.
Bunch of bitches.
When they
when
they start throwing elbows and knees, I'll watch again.
Yeah, right?
I want every football game to be like The Raid.
The Raid?
Yeah. Played in a vertical building.
Right.
All right. Other shout outs, of course, ADO and.
Old Man Orange will be on there tomorrow, man.
Old Man Orange.
What's up, guys?
ADO, they were talking about the show called Sneaky Pete a lot. Skip was, anyway. Mm-hmm. Checked out this week.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking great.
I watched it too. It was great.
With Bryan Cranston. Giovanni Ribisi.
Yep.
Good shit. So thanks, guys, for pointing that one out. Mm-hmm. I would have never known about it. Also, Geek Dig, of course.
What's up, Clint?
Clint. Bold and Belligerent.
What's up, guys? Lauren's expecting a baby soon.
How far along are they, do you know?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Offensive Line.
Yep.
Our boys out there. Mm-hmm. Gungo, wherever he's been.
Mike Russo. What's up, guy? We got you back. We got to have him back on the show, like, in-house again.
Oh, we need to New York this room up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think he used to live out where I was living, right? He was up from Ronkonkoma or something like that.
He lives, like, that was really close to me now.
Yeah, he's right by Massapequa.
Yeah.
We'll get him back on the show. Mr. New York himself.
Yep. Lo-fi show.
Yep, yep.
We got rock and comedy. We got Casa Mirth.
Though I hate, I say this every time, but I'm friends with them on Facebook, and they just have the most clever, you know, the best Facebook posts, and it's like, fuck, these guys are so clever.
They're on top. They constant. Yeah. Constantly putting shit out there.
Like, I would follow them even if I didn't know them. I'm like, oh, they're always making me laugh.
This is one of those good follows. Mm-hmm. Also, our other shows, VG Times 3, for your video games.
Yeah, whenever that, you know, whenever we get a chance to do that, we like to do that.
Just peppering in it, you know, trying.
And was it a...
Getting over in wrestling.
Yeah, we haven't had an episode in like 2-3 weeks because of been busy just in general, but we're going back on schedule on Tuesday.
And of course, our networks, RadioVegas.rocks, IRN, Radio Network, and of course, much love to our friends in the band, Psycho Enhancer, for our outro theme.
Yep, yep.
Check them out. And let's spin this fucking wheel.
All right.
All right. All right. Going to determine first game. This is a tiny wheel. It's not going to be...
It's a good size.
It's not going to be epic like Price is Right or nothing. Right. Our first game, Harry Australian Ring. You know
I felt a little gypped that it doesn't just go on for like 30 seconds.
Right?
Well, they don't say that in the description. It's not like, oh, wheel goes on forever. Yeah.
All right, so this is the game. I got both versions here. Let's just play the traditional. I'm going to give you a word. You're going to tell me if it's a term from Harry Potter, a term from Lord of the Rings, or an Australian slang word. Again, Stan from Big Papa, thank you for this idea.
Yeah, thanks, Stan.
Stealing shit right here. Who wants to go first? Lou, you're defending champion.
No, let's go first.
Your word. Crookshanks.
Oh,
that's sure. Australian. Mm-hmm.
Crookshanks is a cat in Harry Potter.
Australian cat.
Well, let me tell you, Pete, you fucked that one up because you're like, Crookshanks.
Crookshanks the cat.
I did not do that.
Yes, he did.
Bro, I was like, dude, that's Australian for sure.
I'm just going to read them all Australian then.
Don't do that.
Yeah, this motherfucker.
He's reading like Pete.
Yeah.
All right. Your word? Proudfoot.
Proudfoot? Okay, the last one was Potter... Proudfoot's not, I don't know. I'm going to say it's Australian.
Proudfoot is a hobbit last name.
Oh, I thought it was the name of American Indian.
It's like Frodo Proudfoot. He hoofed it.
Back to you, Lou.
Yeah.
Lumos.
This has got to be Australian. Come on.
Lumos. I don't know. I think it sounds a little too ethnic to be Australian.
So Harry Potter?
Yeah.
You going Harry?
Yeah.
Lumos is a magic spell in Harry Potter.
Lumos!
Right.
Abracadabra!
Yeah.
That's a killing spell. You watch it with that.
Really?
Avada Kedavra.
This is gay, bro. This is the worst.
Your word?
Mm-hmm.
Pommy.
Australian.
Yeah.
Pommy is a slang for an Englishman.
Some pommies?
Fucking pommies. Mm. Lou?
Yep.
Whinge.
Put it right in the old whinge.
Yeah, I mean, it could be Harry Potter. Could be Australian.
I think it's Australian. Whinge? It's like, oh, I got right in the old whinge.
Yeah, I'm going to say Australian.
Australia is correct. Mm-hmm. To whinge is to whine.
Oh, you know, my mom always used to say that to me. Don't stop whinging and whining.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Your mom's Australian.
That's a guy. That must be a saying or something.
All right, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Fundin.
Fundin?
Fundin.
Oh, man, that's some pussy-ass Harry Potter shit.
Incorrect. That is a dwarf's name in Lord of the Rings.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that.
What did you think?
Fundin? I don't know. I probably would have said Harry Potter.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Tobias Fundin.
Right.
Yeah. If you say anything like a fucking homo, it kind of sounds like Harry Potter.
Fundin's from Azkaban.
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
No, I just did that one.
Yeah, he did that.
Oh, yours was fun then. Lou?
Yeah.
Portkey.
Portkey?
Portkey.
Portkey?
I think this is Harry Potter.
A portkey is a teleporting thing in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Portkey?
Yeah.
I feel that everyone in Harry Potter sounds like Stewie Griffin. Like,
right.
Portkey? All right, Brian.
No, I believe I'm Slytherin.
Yeah.
Athelas.
I'm going to say that's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
That is true. It is a plant.
Sounds a little... When it sounds kind of mystical, but a little bit more badass, it's Lord of the Rings.
When it sounds like complete nerd shit, it's like Lord of the Rings. When it sounds kind of homo...
You sound like a poofter doing it. Yeah.
Harry Poofter.
Yeah.
All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Let's do running low on words here. Dinky D.
That's got to be Australian.
Dinky D?
Yeah.
No, Dinky D.
I think it's Australian. Yeah,
you're probably right, it's Australian.
It's Australian. That's
yeah, but...
What is it, though?
VOA of Harry Potter, though.
It means... Dinky D is a way of saying genuine.
Damn.
You're real Dinky D, bro.
Thank you.
Thanks, my dink.
Dinky, please.
Right.
Dinky, please.
Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Bludger.
Bludger? Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's correct. That is
bludger.
That's a Quidditch ball.
Is it?
Get the bludgers.
I thought it was the Quidditch they had.
There's three balls in Quidditch.
Well, they're fairies they're chasing. Weren't they chasing like fairies?
It's
like
called
Tinkerbell?
I think they called it snitch,
golden,
right?
That's a golden snitch.
That's a snitch?
That's a snitch.
I do like that part of Harry Potter.
That, when we saw that first Harry Potter, that was the funniest moment when our friend Pete said, Harry Potter caught the snatch in the mouth. Remember?
Dude, that movie went on forever, bro. I was like, this isn't going to end, man. Like, holy shit.
All right, we got one more for each of you.
Yeah.
Lou? Land Rover.
I think that's Australian.
Nah,
that's
man.
One of
Lord
their cars.
Rings, bro. Land Rover. It's like some dog or something.
I don't know. I'm going to stick with Australia.
Should listen to Brian.
Shit.
It is an eagle.
See,
why is it called a Land Rover if it's in the air?
Because they never show up. They're always on land doing nothing.
Oh, man.
We're at the end. Oh! All right, let's go.
All right, boys. Time to take the credit.
Both movies, man.
Yeah, both series.
What the fuck?
All right. Final word. Mm-hmm. Mozzie.
That's Australian.
Yeah.
That is a mosquito in Australia.
Mozzie. The Mozzies are out tonight.
All right.
Boy.
Lou barely edged out Brian in that game by a single point. Let's spin it again. How we doing on time?
Like 5 minutes.
No, we got 15. We're good.
Oh, I thought you had to leave in
9:30 is fine. We got
Prearranged seats.
Yeah.
It's a good show up whenever. Mm-hmm. I love that. Spinning. Movie game.
Which was, all right, let's do it. Oh, okay. That's a Stan's movie game, right?
Stan's movie game.
Oh, yeah, Lou.
Featuring Netflix descriptions again, because Lou seems a little better at that.
Suggy duggin' now.
Evening up that playing field. I'm going to read you a Netflix description of a movie. First person to figure out what that movie is gets the point. Mm-hmm. Ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
A gentle, crippled bell ringer faces prejudice to save the city he loves.
I don't know. Fucking Benjamin Button? I don't know.
No. A gentle, crippled bell ringer faces prejudice to save the city.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
No.
Hunchback is correct.
Oh, yeah.
You made me think of like some old man in bed, like, help! Ring a ding ding. Like,
ringing a bell? Yeah.
I was thinking of The Grand Budapest.
Oh.
That's a good movie.
That is a great
movie.
Because, like, he's a bellhop and he's fighting the Nazis in that movie, more or less. And everyone's prejudiced against him because he's poor.
That's true. Ralph Fiennes in that movie.
Fantastic.
Unbelievably funny.
I love the secret society of hotel managers.
Yeah. It's actually really good. I'm going to watch that again.
It's an awesome
movie. That was a good movie. All right, ready for the next one? Mm-hmm. A group of vets wrongly convicted of a crime they didn't commit escape from prison.
Wrongly convicted of a crime they did not commit.
A group of vets wrongly convicted of a crime they didn't commit escape from prison.
Prison, you say?
A-Team? Yep.
All right. Right when you were saying that, I was thinking A-Team, but I totally forgot they had a movie. So yeah. I was like, that's not the show, right? Like,
they had a bad movie. Figure hand you guys that one.
I don't remember them escaping.
No, literally, because like, when you were saying it, I was like, all right, that's the A-Team, but that's not a movie.
Right.
Liam Neeson was.
Yeah, I forgot. Bradley Cooper. I never saw it.
The guy from District 9.
The UFC fighter, one of them.
Rampage Jackson,
yeah.
All right, next one. Two real-life governors put their muscled intellects together to pursue a foe more sinister.
Predator.
That is Predator.
Jesse the Body and Arnold.
That's correct.
I knew it had to be Jesse the Body when they said, this guy's a real governor. Like, barely.
What about Arnold? No, he wasn't barely. He was a fucking elected governor of Minnesota, bro.
Stick to uncovering the truth in the conspiracy, son.
Guy was a Navy SEAL, too, man.
Yeah, but I love how nutso he is now.
Oh, that's why it's so credible that he's dropping all these bombshells about, you know, MKUltra and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man. The guy's badass, bro.
The guy is dropping eggs of knowledge all over.
He made bandanas awesome before Hogan.
That's true.
All right, next round. When a car dealer conspires with dim bulb criminals to kidnap his wife for a hefty ransom. That is Fargo. Man, Lou.
Well, I watched the show recently, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it doesn't follow the same plot.
Still, you know, it's similar. It was in my head because of the show.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Next one. A team of parapsychologists are hired by a cellist.
Look at me.
A team of parapsychologists are hired by a
parapsychologist.
I don't know. Fucking Ghostbusters?
It is Ghostbusters.
It is?
Oh my god. The Sigourney Weaver was a cellist.
She was a cellist.
Yeah. I knew that they had degrees and stuff. I was like, oh, maybe.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck's a parapsychologist?
Lou is fucking...
When he said para, I was like, it's like ghost psychologist?
Lou is winning this game by accident.
Yeah, big time.
Ancient death waits around every corner. This adventurer knows danger, but he's never seen anything like this.
Indiana Jones?
Not Indy.
The Mummy?
It is the Mummy.
Brendan Fraser, man.
He's really went downhill after that, man.
What do you think of that new Mummy trailer? You see that?
I didn't see it, but it's Tom Cruise, right?
It's Tom Cruise.
It's
Tom Cruise and a lady mummy.
Those mummy movies were kind of whack. Like, I don't know.
They had lady mummies?
Yeah.
I thought they just like threw them in the dirt. Like there was Nefertiti, the one bitch. There was the one bitch who was up top, and then that was it. Cleopatra. That's it.
Nefertiti.
Nefertiti.
I thought there was only one woman in all of Egypt.
No, I think they were pretty progressive.
Well, you know what's funny, man? We could just name two. I can only name King Tut as far as ancient Egyptian god.
Well, that's because there were so many kings.
Every time I'm trying to think of one, I'm just ending up with like
Cleo Tut.
Ancient gods.
Yeah. Bill Tut. Yeah, right.
Wasn't Osiris?
No, and what's his name?
Ra.
Anubis? Doghead? Horus? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Horus was a bird.
The cat?
The alligator? It's my favorite. This is a dude with a big old gator head.
All right,
that was the coolest.
Next one. Everything today's man owns is programmed to perfection. His newest gadget? The old ball and chain.
Oh, the stepford wives.
That is correct.
I didn't see that choice.
It's really good.
And our final one. How does a deceased woman abduct a young groom into the underworld? Through a grave misunderstanding.
Corpse bride.
That was Lou's game right there.
I don't know how it happened.
6-2.
Damn. Got me good.
You know what? I don't watch a ton of movies, but I browse and read the things.
I want to say also watch a ton of movies.
Mostly the Asian ones, though.
those are movies.
Yeah.
If we did an Asian version of this, I'd be killed.
I watched The Wailing. It's a good movie.
What, they just kill whales?
And dolphins?
Fuck you, whales! No, it's like a creepy horror thing.
Ghost whales.
Yeah. Coming back for revenge.
Japanese ghosts and crazy shit.
Kung Fu of shit.
Japanese have the most fucked up ghosts.
Magic spells and...
Most of their ghosts are like little kids and dumb shit.
Oh, there was little kids and they were... watch it. It's good.
So we got to close up shop?
Yep.
No. We can play one more game.
You want to do one more?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, we'll do a mini version of whatever this lands on. Kama Sutra.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I believe I have these here.
All right, meow.
All right, we'll do like two or three.
All right.
First round.
Excuse me.
Lou, we're going to start with you.
Sure.
The Blue Meanie. Oh, I should explain the game. I'm going to give a sex move. You tell me what you think that sex move is.
Okay.
I get points. The Blue Meanie.
The Blue Meanie is when you your girl, like, she starts to blow you to get you going, and then she just stops, and you don't get to finish the job until, like, much later in the day.
Intentional blue balls.
Yep. And by then, you're angry.
All right, the Blue Meanie is when, your girl, she's blowing you, start off the same, but instead of her stopping, you grab her head and you just shove it all the way down and until she can't breathe, and then she's like, makes that like, face, and her face turns blue. Yeah.
All right, Lou's was what I was thinking, a little on the nose, Brian. You thought outside the box. Mm-hmm. You went a little forced rapey again, but
yeah, that's his wheelhouse.
Skull fucking, man.
It's your go-to move.
Yeah,
so I'll give you the point for that one.
It's the implication, Pete. Jesus.
All right, next round, Brian. You'll start this one off. The Jibbledy Bits.
The Jibbledy Bits.
Jibbledy Bits.
Okay, it's when you're having sex, anal sex, and you pull out some corn on your rod, bro.
It's got a little nugget.
It's a little bit of like, it's like a little liquid pool maybe, and then like just nuggets of corn.
Like you pull out and you're just, you're a cob.
Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh no.
It's a bad cob.
Yeah. The Jibbledy, it's a Thanksgiving favorite.
Lou, the Jibbledy Bits.
All right. I'm going to say the Jibbledy Bits is that shit that Brian showed us last week. Is when that muscly bitch was just elbowing this dude right in the nuts. Just
pummeling.
Yeah. She was killing his balls.
Just mashing his little jibbly bits, man.
That's the other part of this week's Big Papa you should listen to, is their reaction to said video is very funny. That fucking thing gave me nightmares.
Boom, just killing that guy's balls.
Don't like getting romantic with my lady on Valentine's Day. I'm like, watch those elbows.
She gave him knees to the groin like They Live, bro, like Roddy Piper.
Right?
Boom. Boom.
It's pretty much reenacting that fight from They Live, except
one-sided.
She was playing Keith David and his balls were playing Roddy Piper. I'll give Lou that point. That's a good one. All right. Let's do... Ew, this one's gross. We start with Lou this time. Yeah. Bumpin' custard.
Bumpin' custard. It's when you're doing like a running a train on a girl, and you've got to follow. You're like after the dude who just did a cream pie.
Ew.
So,
yeah. Ew. Yeah.
Sloppy seconds, bro.
That's the definition of sloppy.
You know, it's.
It is. Yeah, you're bumping custard.
Yep.
All right. Basically, you you get to the point of ejaculation and you blow a load on a mirror and she fucking bumps some custard, bro. She snorts that shit. Those little spermies, man, fucking gnaw into her brain, man. It gets real high.
Gets that head rush.
Yeah, she's like, ah!
All right, you sold me there. I'll give you that one.
The sperm was like, where are we?
I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of the rest of them. So let's call this one a game.
All right, cool.
I will now add up these points.
Pete's adding up, man. So, Lou, man, you gotta come out to Lee Run Conway. Please drive to his house and he'll drive you.
That seems like a whole thing.
So you're done then? Come
on. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'll try it one time and then I'll see how I feel about it.
From here, it's only about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at 16 miles on the highway. And
but what highway is like?
LA, right off the LA. But I mean, I guess you could take the Sunken Meadow. The Southern State to the Sunken Meadow. To the LIE, and actually,
he was added three more highways than he was interested in.
Well, no, but it's actually quicker than going down 110 all the way.
I agree,
right?
Yeah, you know, there's no lights, it's just yeah. And Pete, you drive a lot out east.
I don't give a fuck, it's not affecting my day that much.
Yeah,
I all like right. that area.
What do we
just
got?
Saying, summer bugs, fucking clouds, biblical bugs. I looked at an apartment there once, and it was like I was with my friend Daniela, who's been on the show, and she said, if you move here, I'm never coming to your house. All right. This week's winner, you'll never guess.
Lou
continues the streak. Dominated the games, man. Mm-hmm. Came down to those games.
I don't know, man. It sounded like Pete loaded the deck, you know? Gave me every movie I knew.
All right. So you're ready?
We're good. So follow us on Twitter, at PAB Comics. Like us on Facebook. All the stuff podcasts tell you to do, do that shit. Help us out. We're good then.
Yeah.
We're donezos.
We're done.
20 seconds on the clock for Lou as his prize. He'll use four of them.
I don't know. Have fun watching John Wick on your play date, I guess. Make sure to buy Dan a popcorn. Treat him nice. You might be able to get a blowy at him.
It's Danielle.
Oh. I thought it was BG times three, Dan.
No.
Okay.
Close the door behind you.
Oops.